Let us start where it says, Dinoi shel koyein shenoylad im sheish etzbois. A koyin is born with six fingers. Is he allowed to have surgery to remove the extra finger? What is the issue? You're not allowed to be matel mum. A koyin is not allowed to bring a blemish upon himself. And the truth is, the six finger is anyway a blemish. It's a physical blemish. You can't do the avodah l'chayr, you can't do the avodah. If a kohen has six fingers, l'chayr, you can't do the avodah. If a kohen is a lefty, you can't do the avodah. L'chayr, if he has six fingers, he can't do it. But maybe not. Okay. A baal mum is a lot of dochim.
Yeah, but nowadays, the Mati Ephraim talks a lot about blind people dochim, you see a lot.
Okay, he talks a lot about these things. But a baal mum that has a blemish is a lot of dochim, no? It depends what kind of blemish he has, right?
People are not makbid anymore. That's what the Sforim say now. I mean, they give the heterim for blind people to get an aliyah for people that call on and
do. Listen, if you wore red socks, you couldn't do it.
Oh, there you go.
Stand out.
I'm too lazy.
Okay, let's see what it says. Dinoi shel koyein shenoylad im sheish etzbos. This relates to the daf here that describes the situation with the nirtza. We have an Eved Ivri is says to the master, Hafti yes adoini, I will love my master. Problem is, if you go and you bore a hole in his ear, you're making a mum. You're making a blemish in the Eved Ivri. Okay, so no big deal. Who says it heals?
Everyone who wears an
earring?
Yeah,
if you stop wearing earring?
Yeah,
but it would seem that this hole is larger, is a significant size. It's not the size of an earring. It's a big hole, it seems. I don't know, there's such a Shulchan Aruch what a shear is of a hole. I don't know.
The Gemara actually gets the Mefarshim and the Gemara gets in the Nosat of Yosef Vatela. You have to be standing against the doorpost when you do it.
But it appears it has to be a significant size. And if it's a significant size, look, the Gemara is assuming here, we're making an assumption, all of this is just an assumption, is that this is a blemish. So if this is a blemish, and the Torah is so, the question then is, how can a person ever have an Eved Ivri that is a Koyein? If an Eved Ivri that's a Koyein, you should be exempt from being an Eved Ivri, because since there must be potential for it to be a Nirtza, and a Nirtza needs a Mum, and you're not allowed to be Matl Mum in Koyhanim, so how do we reconcile the problem of being Matl Mum in a Koyein with the mitzvah of boring a hole in the ear of a Koyein? Bizman has that you can't have. Bizman has that in order for you to be Eved Ivri, you have to have Yoivel.
No, but then, could you have a Koyein to show?
Oh, that's another guy. He discusses that here at the end as well. How in general can you have an Eved Ivri as a Koyein? He's serving you. You're not allowed to have a Koyein serve a Yisrael. So the answer he's going to give is Mechila helps. For many areas of Halacha, if a Koyein wants to be Mavaz himself before a Yisrael, if he's Meichel. If he's not Meichel, a Yisrael is not allowed to
fang it.
So no, he doesn't say that. He says it's still called an Eved. It's still called, it's still service. Even though you're paying him, he's working for you, it's still called a service. And we'll see. He says over here, it seems over here that it would be also if not for the fact that the Eved Ivri is Meichel. Okay, well, let's read. Let's see what it says. A lot of interesting issues. Bishut Shoyul Meshev.
There's another issue. A Kayin, if he's married, you can give him a Shufka Kananis. How could you give a Kayin?
An Eved Ivri, he doesn't have to give him a Shifra Keranis.
But if you do, how could you give it to
him? In a Chanami, you will not give a Shifra Keranis. But you're saying there has to be potential? Not necessarily. Doesn't have to be able to marry a Shifra Keranis. Let's see. Bishut, Shoyel Meshev, Nishal, Bedin Koyin, Shoy, Noilad, Bosh, Ben Zohar, a Koyin has a child, Ben Zohar, Im Sheish, Etzbos, six fingers. The Yesh Noi Roife, Mumchev is an expert surgeon, Shiyochel, Lachtech etzpa zo to cut off the finger today shayira kishar odom like a regular person. Ach, yoishu koyin, being that this individual is a kohen, establish hashol. The question, the one who asked the question was, im yesh chashash bezeh, isser bezeh, machmas, hatolas mum bekohen. It is an isser deraisa to inflict a blemish in a kohen. The kohenim have to be able to serve in the mikdash. The mikdash need to be perfect. I don't know the pasuk, but there's a drasha. You're not allowed to be matal mum in kodashim.
You're removing them.
But by removing that, you're right. I don't understand because we as a halach called yeser kenotul dami. When a person has an extra limb, extra organ, in halacha, in shulchan aruch, as far as shechita and treifas, it's kinotul dami, it's as if it's missing. And once it's missing, there's a hole, there's a neck, and in halacha it's considered to be already a blemish. So why isn't this already called already a blemish? So it may very well be that the laws of a mum by a kohen are different than the laws of mum by animals. It's a matter of perception. When you look at the person, you see something unusual, that is called, to an observer, it looks unusual, that's a problem. So I don't know, I'm just guessing that a person that has six fingers, you don't really pay attention. You don't really notice it's a six finger. But if you see something missing where a finger used to be and he spreads out his hands, that might be, he's suggesting, I think, is that might be more noticeable to an observer, and that would be more problematic for a kohen doing avodah. Let's see. I'm just guessing. Again, all these are not nagilah halamaisa. They're just issues to bring out some interesting points. Bishuvasa, so the Sholomesh responds, Bereshis Hashkofa, at first glance, Niskarati, the first thing that came to mind was Midivri Hashas Kiddushin Chacham Oimim in Eved Ivri Nikoye Nirtzim Mnei Shenasa Shenaseh Baal Mum. He's a Baal Mum. Fehikshasa Hagmar, the Gemara Sakasha, how can you have a coin that is a coin that's in Eved Ivri? How can you make him into a Nirtza? Making a Baal Mum. The Gemara is Akash, so what's the big deal? The Baal Mum. And the Gemara leaves. The Gemara says, that's right. So the Gemara concludes, it's no big deal. You can make it a Baal Mum. Umikach mashma shemut laso is coin Baal Mum. This is an echlam. Basically, saying, well, you're making a mistake. There is no such halacha that a coin is not allowed to bring a mum upon himself for a good reason. Maybe there's a halacha, there's a tradition, I don't know the details, that a coin may not inflict a blemish. That's only when there's no reason to do so. But if there's good reason to do so, we see from the Gemara, near it, so there's a good reason to do so. The Gemara says, so yes, Baal Mum, so what's the big deal? So therefore he proves from over here is Ramela Ain Kok Shash Lohirid Lulvlad Ze Etzba Hayisera Halacha Lavaisa. He seems at first glance to Paskin that it's mutter l'chatchila to send the child to a surgeon to remove the extra finger, it's mutter. Ach Kosamichas. Then he says at second thought, after reviewing the issue, Litchoitz Raya Zopi Dibre Rashi Libira Kusha Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Shakos of Mamakach Shoisa Mum Beritzia Halo Yritzia Mitzvahi. The reason why you're allowed to make a blemish in a kohen is because the mitzvah of making boring a hole is a mitzvah. So that indicates the only time you're allowed to make a blemish is when you're doing a mitzvah. When you're not doing a mitzvah, it's aser. So what do we see? So therefore, be as a mitzvah, muchach shesavar shebeloi tam zef. That's not a mitzvah. Ain lasses koyin bal mum. V'rak l'tzarech mitzvah hitiru. If he's a yesh lo chashush melachtech levlad ze es ha'etz. But therefore, it would indicate that you're not going to cut off the finger. Hayisera sheyesh lo shrei ain ze tzarech mitzvah. Amnam kasav l'tchas ra'yizopi masher etzal l'chadesh. The following disayit she'avul das apaliskim shasoyim shevikidash toi. Okay, that's where it comes from. The Huda Raisa, the Komakam, his man says, Shane based on the Shkayim, Lukha Deus, the Huda Rabbanon, Shabizman, Habes, Bais, Hoya Koin Royal Avoida, the Ikra Mitzvah, Kacha, Hoya Bashil, Kedushas Kunasai, Lahakriv Karbonos, Kuburamam, Shakosam, Shemitzvah, Lase, Lahalik Kovala Koin, Shanema Viki Dashtoi, to give him to be sanctify him, Lakachoi, Ulachino, the Karbon, Umizenim Shakol, Halukois Kovach, Shanistim Loybine, Kedushas Kunasai, Mash Enkin, Bizman Haze. So he comes along and says, since Bizman says Shabbat Avon Asinu Harabim, Chor Beis HaMikdash, Kevan Shenitel Kovar Bibes Chayenu, Nitel Gam Kovar HaKoyen, Ve'en Oirak Derabbanan. So Bizman has said there no longer is a mitzvah deraisa of Iki Dashtoi. Im Kein Bizman has said, Ein Kan Isra Kol Kach, there's nothing wrong, Memele Ein Rai Mesugin Shemaduba Bizman Shaheved Ivri Nirtza. The Gemara is obviously dealing with Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, because there's no such thing as an Eved Ivri if there is no Beis HaMikdash. An Eved Ivri needs to have the law of Yovel. Yovel. And Yovel is only noig when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Hazerak b'zman sh'ayevel noig. B'zman sh'ayevel noig be Beis HaMikdash kayim. V'lechein im loy sh'hoye mitzvah b'ritzia, hoye isu l'ritzoye eved ikayin, aval ke'eish she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim ein kanis. So he concludes that it's mutter primarily because b'zman hazeh there is no halacha v'ki dashtoy. V'ki dashtoy is where we derive yinala b'matul mum, only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the halacha does not apply the raisa, so therefore it's mutter.
Rabbi Skula, there was a young one, this goes back long, there's no youngster anymore, but 20 years ago, I remember when he opened up, and there was a young boy, he was a kohen. I mean, he was like, he was a single fella, and after Kiddush one time, he started to help clean up. Rabbi Skula made him stop.
Interesting, because he had already been mishamish,
okay. Not allowed.
Okay, let's see, he talks about that right now. The Pisrei Tshuva Hevi Dvar V'Kosel L'Chich Miyushalmi Isur L'Hatel Mum B'Koyin Ayin Sham, he disagrees. The Pisrei Tshuva seems to disagree with the Sholem Eshev that even Bizman Hazeh it's also to Natal Mum in the Koyin. U'Bishut Chavolim B'Ne'imim Nishal B'Dvar Choyla Koyin. Okay, now he goes to a new topic. Choyla She'ein Boi Sakona Im Mutu La Soislo Nituach She'yiyya Ayidei Zeh Bal Mum. Okay, he's a sick person, he needs an operation, it's not sakana. He wants to do some surgery, same exact shayla. The heishiv, so he found lechich misudin she'ein isur lahatel mum akoyin like the sholem heishiv. Achev de virashi shemashma shekol heter, it sat with the sholem heishiv, shekol heter ein elu b'glal sheritzia hi mitzvah. The chosav levar, a sick person, so there's no question that it's mutter. Okay, so the bottom line over here is, that according to all the posts, the Zman Hazeh is Rabbanon, therefore a Kohen is allowed to be Matal Mum in his body if it's necessary for something important. Next topic, on the left side, this is the topic, are you allowed to work, or you have a Kohen work for you? Are you allowed to hire a Kohen? This is a famous story. A Kohen washed the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. So someone asked his Rebbe Rabbeinu Tam, how do you allow a Kohen to serve you? Bizman hazeh they can serve you. If they have no kedusha bizman hazeh, so why do we give them the first aliyah? Why do we let them go first online? They should receive no kedusha. Why do we give the pinyan aben? It's all or nothing. The shosak rabbeinu tam, the heishiv rabbeinu Peter. Okay, that's a Jewish name. Peter is a very Jewish name. Today there are no Peters out there, though.
That's not true.
They're funny.
Yeah? Okay.
Hungarian,
yeah. Okay, I have a cousin married to a Hasidish fellow, and his father's name is Peter. He's a real Hasidish fellow.
That's the guy I worked with, he had two sons. One is Peter, the other one is Nicholas.
Ridiculous.
And he says that when they ask you, he says, I don't want to talk about it. His father-in-law made him.
The Heishiv Rabbeinu Peter. So here's the answer. So Rabbeinu Tam did not give an answer. Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no kedusha bizman hazeh, and his Talmud challenged him. If there's no kedusha, so why do we give them pinyan aben? Why do we give them the first aliyah? Rabbeinu Tam was silent. We don't know why he was silent. But Rabbeinu Peter came to the rescue, and he says he's not saying there is kedusha, but a kohen has the right. This is a very, very controversial yisoid. Has the right to be moichel on his kavod. Similar, we have an eved ivri that's not going to become a nirtza. How in the world did he become an eved ivri to begin with? How were you allowed to purchase him as an Eved? He's a Kohen. He's working for you. It's obvious, it's clear, it's proven. So this is a clear raya that since the Gemara only has an issue with the Nirtza, with the Balmum, but does not have an issue with the Eved himself for 6 years, it must be that you are allowed to hire a Kohen, he is allowed to serve.
It can't be Nimka B'Gnei Vasa because there's no receiver by Nimka B'Gnei Vasa.
Nimka b'gnei vaso. No, I don't remember.
When there's a base on Mikdush, then the Kohen of not kedusha.
But nimka b'gnei vaso. So, but
in general, but then,
there is. There's. Well, yeah, is that true? There is no tzir. There's no din nirtza. If he's sold by Bezdin, and after 6 years he says ohafti es adoni, they still do not force to make him into a nirtza. Could be. I don't know.
So that's how he became an
Eved. But how is Bezdin even allowed to sell him? How is even Bezdin allowed to sell him? How is Bezdin allowed to even
sell him?
So maybe the Torah, applies in the case of a Yisrael.
We know that he's saying, but
maybe the case applies by a Yisrael. Maybe the Torah is not discussing a coin. I don't know. But the fact,
you
have a shifcha, you can give it. No, you're not allowed to give. A kohen is not allowed to marry a shifcha. No.
So it doesn't pay to get a new.
It does not. He's not allowed. Even a Yisrael, under normal circumstances, is not allowed to marry a shifcha. Only when he's neved ivri is he allowed to marry a shifcha.
Right. If he's already married. Let's say, right?
If he was already married, right. What?
If he's a kohen cholo.
If he's a kohen cholo, no. Kohen Chalol is also...
Kohen Chalol is like a Yisrael.
So he's allowed to? Okay.
So then he should be able to sell himself.
There's possibly a Kohen Cholo. I don't know.
There is a Shaila there that was asked about a Kohen who declared himself to be a Cholo.
Yeah.
Can he do it?
So what do you want to do? To marry what? Yes.
He said he's a Cholo so he could marry a Gyaris.
He said he's a Cholo to marry a Gyaris.
He showed that he was a Cholo so that he could marry a Gyaris.
Okay. Okay, let's go for the Ramah. Pasak. Pasak al piagos Mordechai she also lehishtamesh b'koyin afilu b'zman azev arehu kimoyel behegdish im loy mochal al kvod. The Ramah. Paskins, you're not allowed to use a coin to do demeaning work unless the coin is moichel. If it's moichel, what?
We learned the paragraph of
Gosh Man.
I think just read.
Yeah. Yes. We read. Oh, did we read it? Skip it.
No, we didn't.
But if you pay him, if you hire him, that's not called. He's getting something out. That's mutter. A koyin am haaretz mutter l'shamish. Every koyin amaretz. So he has two answers. Either he's getting paid, and Eved Ivri is getting paid. He's getting paid. So therefore, that's not a violation. Or we're dealing with a certain type of koyin. Am ha'aretz. That type of a coin you're like, why is that different? I don't know. That's what it says. Now there are more paskins like the Hagoyes and Mordechai. She also the shamish b'koyin afilu b'uzman hazeh. V'arehu kimol b'hegdish and loy shomachal kvoidei. U'v'mishna burbir hatam shuhu kimol b'hegdish shari nemar v'ki dashtoi. Ki eslechem elokecho hu makrif. V'af b'zman hazeh she'en lanu karbonos. Ha'koyin b'kdusho soy oimen. He still retains kedusha. L'chin gam b'zman hazeh koyin osa b'gerusha. U'letam elemesin. They maintain their kedusha for a grusha. But if they are moichel on their honor, you're allowed to have them serve you. Shekavod hakohuna tahaynu the kavod hakohuna hadvarim shaleinu lechabdom kigoin liftoyach rishon to give him the first aliyah. I little money yofer rishon chadayme. When you go into a store, they have the first. They you get to go to the front of the line. Nitan lakohanim rak lehanos some for their benefit. Lefichach biyodin limchol. It's not a din doiraisa. It's a kavod limchol v'litin reshus li Yisrael lehishtamish bo. They're allowed to be moichel. Ach, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yesh misha oimer she'ein yochol litin reshus lehishtamish bo elim ken yesh lo eze hano. Okay, that's what I told you. It's controversial because it's not so simple. Who says they're allowed to be moichel? If they're going to be moichel, they must get something compensation. So they are getting a hana. You got to pay them off. You're going with socher money. Or afilu b'chinam la'adam choshev shuchafetz l'mishamshay v'nene mizef y'mishamesh a talmud chacham, someone that you machshev, a celebrity, a baseball, a major league baseball player. Ah, got the cover of being mishamesh. Yeah. No, that's a Rav. A Rav earns it. A Rebbe 100% can mechel on his kavod because the Rebbe, a kohen did not earn it. It was given to him. It's a gift. He was born. It's not his to be mechel. Just like a father does not necessarily have the right to be mechel on his kavod, ruba de ruba, because it's a mitzias. It's a mitzias. So to a Rebbe, it's not. Rebbe, you earned it. So to a kohen, it's something you're born with. It's not yours to be Michael. But here we're saying there are different gedarim. When it comes to certain things, not. When it comes to the hishtamshus, so that's a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says he can do it. He brings over here that something you cannot do. Then can yishlai zehana. Going to be sacher, he has to be paid a few dollars. I feel b'chinam adam chashuv, or he's getting hana that he's serving on adam chashu chafetz l'shamshay v'nene mizeh. Avolim ein lo shum hana mizeh. Ein yachol limchol. Av agav she es hakavod yachol limchol limchol b'kav mikom makom shimush inyan shol b'zoyon hu. Service kavod you can be meichel, but service. It's a bizoinu v'toyv lahachmir l'chatkilu l'shamish b'chem l'shelus b'ozli b'vada yesh l'zor. That's what you say for Rav Segula. Rav Segula did not let the kohen clean up. He viewed that to be a shimush shol bizoyin, and that was not permitted. What about one kohen serving another kohen? So that's mutter. Because that gam yesh mitzadim lahakam b'koyin am aretz, some make a koyin am aretz also is mutim because makam b'sheus bazui bevadai nochon li zoher af be'oifanei aheter. If it's very, demeaning type of. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. Ishtoi kigufoi. It's his garbage. It's not a shimush. It's his garbage. Ishtoi kigufoi. That's obviously mutter. That goes without saying. He has to change the diapers. He has to get the garbage. That's him. L'choyre davar posh. That's mutter. Next. Next. Chutzrach l'echol b'yom ha'kippur mim yesh inyan. What?
It's very horrible to have a shachan ha'kayim.
You gotta be careful, that's right.
You can't get to clean the snow. You know? Put your garbage.
If you have a rabbi who's a kohen, you have to be very careful. You gotta
use. I'm going to the terminology of an SOB game. Because you can't. The only way to be
established
with the
prayer is a cholol. To make him into a cholol. He's a cholol.
Right.
I hear what you're saying, all right. Hutzrach lechol b'yom ha'kippur im yeshayin sheyotzom b'hemshech hayam. The interesting shayla, when a person has to break his fast, how does he deal with himself with the remainder of the day? Just because you ate in Yom Kippur, does that mean once you broke your fast, okay, I can go to the pizza store, I can go to a 5-star restaurant once I broke my fast? Or do we say, let's say on Tisha B'Av, or let's say during Tainis Esther, once a person already is allowed to eat on a Tainis, does that mean that means there's no limitation? Or do we say that no, you have to only eat the minimum, the bare minimum, and everything else you have to hold back? So of course the answer is you have to only eat the bare minimum. Bishut binyan tzioi nishal al chile sheyesh lo sakana. Shalpi shaharoifim tzorich leachol. Shalpi harim, sorry. Shalpi harim tzorich leachol. Lishlois biyam akiburim. Yoyse mikashir mitzorich lishair b'chol akilu v'shriya im yesh lo sakana gishlo yochal havi yishter. Do we say that he has to limit himself to the bare minimum? Or do we say everything is mutter? Shemitzvas te'anuyas nafshu seichem hi me'er v'abayke v'kem v'shlo yochal l'kai mitzazu b'meyich ha-sakana shuren k'peida im yochal v'yish. So make believe it's a regular weekday and do whatever you want. There's no limitation whatsoever once you have permission to eat on Yom Kippur. This is the dilemma that was presented to the Binyan Tzion. And he responds, okay, there's no question that there's no Isser Karis. So he says it's the way. This is not so simple. In other words, once already you ate, person already ate. So eating on Yom Kippur is Karis. It's karis. I already ate. The first eating already was mutter. I was allowed to eat. The doctor said I'm allowed to eat. Now, I'm already full. If I go ahead and eat a second meal, which I don't need to do because I'm already full, there's no longer sakana, is this person chayiv karis for eating on Yom Kippurim? So he says, no, of course not. Once already you ate, you broke the fast, so beheter. So even if you now eat a second meal, you're not chayiv karis. But he brings that not everyone agrees. Some hold that no, you allow to eat breakfast, but you're not allowed to eat lunch. Eating Yom Kippur is karis. So what's necessary to keep you alive is permitted, but what's not necessary is forbidden. So he says over here, so he brings down its osir. You have to limit yourself. No, the person, that's for sure not. That's at most a loisase. Lifnei iva loisite nichshol. There's no karis for that. At the most, you have a loisase of lifnei iva. But even that, you're not going to have, because he don't need you. He can do it himself.
The only possibility is that if you have to give, you put it down and let the person take it. You don't actually feed the person.
Well, if he's a very sick person, you can feed him also.
I mean, if he can't eat by himself.
No, I don't. Okay, I'm not familiar.
You don't feed him.
Because
you put down the food on the table and
let them eat. Really? There's such a halacha?
Uh-huh.
There's such a halacha? You don't feel? Okay. Kevan kashir sheyesh v'yisukars v'bein pachas mikashir v'bein kashir sheyesh v'yisukars v'bein pachas mikashir sh'af al pika in os min ha-tayra rak ma'ashe mafsik lo yitzir misafik sakonis nefashais. What you can be mafsik. You should do the minimum. Don't do more that's absolutely necessary. Now here he brings right from Yafas Torah. I'm not really sure what this means. I don't understand this. I looked at the Gemara, I couldn't figure out what he's referring to. But let's see what it says. Ulam belechem upon him heir midivri harash b'besugyan shekosav Yafas Torah lav mitzvahi. I don't know what he's talking about. Yafas Torah. There's no mitzvah to marry a Yafas Torah. Man goes to battle. He goes to battle. He comes across this Yifas Toyar. You don't have to marry her. If you can't control yourself, then now there he compares a Yifas Toyar to a person who's starving. Starvation. You're in battle and you're starving.
No. He's comparing the two in Yonim.
You're not in battle. I'm sorry. A person is in the bulmus. He's in a state of starvation. Bulmus does not necessarily mean starvation. It means some type of a.
You have to eat.
You feed him until his eyes light up, until he is restored. Now, shuv osur hu. You're no longer allowed to feed him non-kosher food. The imkain, now by yifas toyar, he can't control himself, so he marries her. So why? But once he marries her, he's allowed to live with her forever. I think that's what he means to say. A man is in the battlefield. He comes across a woman. He can't control himself. So the Torah says, okay. We should be mati, because if we're not going to be mati, you're going to do it anyway. Okay, so it's mutter. So now you've had an outlet for your yetzahara. So after you've satisfied yourself, you should revert back to the prohibition. Isn't that logical? But the Torah says no.
You can't live with her a second time.
Oh, but you can. You can't live her immediately. After 30 days. But after 30 days, you can. You can marry her. She becomes mutter forever. Why is she mutter forever? Just because she was also once, just because, why what? What?
Well, that's why, in other words, obviously, because the Torah is supposed to, she's supposed to monopolize herself all these times.
So it's gear. So it's only mutter one time.
But now all of that is to make him say, no, I don't really want. And that's what the Gemara says. From that, you're going to get a better.
Okay, but he's saying it's not comparable. The Torah is saying that this case is not comparable. The Ein Zed Doimel Elamisha Achaze Bulmes Shemachino Sayat Shirinav Shirinav Shirinav. I think what it means when it comes generally and in the big picture of things, by Yifas Toyar, generally, this woman is out of your league. She's out. And yet we find the concept, without going through the technical details, the Torah is basically saying, okay, you can do an Avera, you can live with her, and once you live with her, you can start a process where she's mutar lechatchila for you. If you take that concept to Yom Kippur, you would say, you're not allowed in Yom Kippur, it's sakana, so once you can eat, eat, and once you're eating, eat the whole day already.
I think I saw in the Muslim that there are some Shoenim that hold that even Shas Mechama, it's also some Shoenim say that even the first time.
Not like this.
Until you go
through the entire process. Be a Rishon, the Mut, not be a Shoenim. But on a very simple level, what he seems to be saying is, right. At least psychologically, you know that one day only Mutar. Pass Pesalai. Okay, but what it means over here, on a very similar level, he seems to be saying over here, is you have a situation that's also, and once it becomes mutter, it's mutter forever. For the rest of this man's life, he's allowed to live with her. Even though it started out as an Avera. And this woman should, under normal circumstances, be Osir. So if you apply that to Yom Kippur, you're not allowed in Yom Kippur, and you'll say the same thing, once I can eat, I can eat. No, he says, it's ridiculous. Yifas Toyar is in a different league. Kineged Lodibra Torah Ela, Kineged Yetzahara. But when it comes to food, it's not a matter of Yetzahara, it's survival. It's not Yetzahara, it's just a matter of Pikuach Nefesh. So then, once you've already solved the problem, you have to revert back to the prohibition.
The Gemara of Yetzahara more discusses this, so it brings up the case of Helen and the people. On a normal woman.
Yeah.
It's a hard real yavar. I mean, the doctor says, he's got to eat the hard for a Jewish woman. Too bad.
Let him die. Okay, so let's talk to the Pshat then.
With Yifas Tov, maybe you should say the same thing there, but we don't say that by Yifas Tov. That's why the Gemara is discussing that Indian over there also. Because by Elul Katina, it's tough luck on you.
I don't know. Let's see what it says. So therefore, El Inyan Achiz Begibrim Shemach El Inyan Begibrim Shlo Tol Bechila Beinu Vadadi Yeshav Shemachil She Misha Ochal Lo Shayach Bo Yisra Achila Bekev Shach Bar Mila Mela Inam Meune Ukvar Holchol Mitzvah Seinam Imenu Mashenke Inyan Yom Kippurim Shlo Tol Beachila El Beinu Vadai Yeshloimar. Once you've eaten, lo shayach by Yitzra Achila. It's not shayach in Yitzra Achila. Kevon shekvar memela eina meune. Once already, it's not. It seems to say that it's smooth the way around. Ukvar hol cholam mitzvahs for inu mimenu. He seems to be saying another svar, a different svar, the other way around. That once already you ate, so it's impossible for you to be meune on this day. Because I ate a breakfast, so you're not mu'una anymore. So therefore, once you're not mu'una, so you might as well enjoy yourself. You might as well have kiddush, and you might as well have shalashudis, and you might as well eat the rest of the day.
Right, that is the ritva on the back of the brachas. It says, when you eat treif, or you eat on a fast day, you don't make a brachas on the food.
We don't pass like that.
But that's what he's saying.
Okay, he's throwing around different stars.
Yeah, is she dead? Or is she not doing something that's good for your soul?
Right, okay, let's finish up over here.
No, I know.
Okay, let's. Even if technically speaking you are correct that there is no violation if you do eat later in the day food that's not necessary and there no longer is a chiyuv karis, morally it's not the right thing to do. It's not right. The whole world should be in a state of hunger, and you should be satisfied. A person should not have a bad attitude when everyone is in a state of tzar. You should not be in a state of. So therefore, we're saying halacha l'maisa. This indeed is the halacha. It's with the Mishnah Berurah. And if let's say a person by mistake he eats. So you have to be mashal the fast. Let's say during a Titus Esto or a Sorbetades, a person eats. You blow, you scum on my, it's a reflex. You go to the kitchen and you take a cup of water. What did I do? I just broke my fast. So the halach is you have to be mashal. The next day you have to fast instead, but it's a double whammy because the rest of this day you can't eat. just because you ate, you took a drink of water, and I anyway tomorrow have to fast to as a hashlama, the rest of the day you're not allowed to eat. The rest of the day you also, you made a mistake, so you made a mistake, but exactly this stuff, the whole world is fasting, you also have to fast. And tomorrow you're going to have to fast again because you blew it, you ate on this day. Alright, so that's the basic gist. We'll take a stop here.